The proposed Foxconn plant for southeastern Wisconsin has been going through various states of approval in recent weeks. And another crucial step could come today with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation possibly approving the plan. WUWM's Latoya Dennis joins us this morning to talk about where things now stand. Good morning, Latoya.
Hi, Rachel.
So I'll let you take it away. Why don't you just go ahead and please bring us up to speed?
Sure. Earlier this month, the Foxconn legislation was approved by both the Assembly and the Senate and then signed into law by Governor Scott Walker. This is the law to help the Taiwanese electronics giant build a huge LCD screen factory in southeastern Wisconsin, likely in Racine County. Now, the legislation basically calls for the state to provide around $3 billion in incentives as long as the plant hits certain hiring benchmarks. Once the plant opens, there will be around 3,000 employees, and Foxconn could eventually ramp that number up to 13,000.
Okay, so if I'm hearing this right, even though Governor Walker has signed the legislation, it's still not a done deal?
It's not. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation still has to review the contract, which it is expected to do during its meeting in Wauwatosa today. Now, the WEDC would be in charge of ensuring that Foxconn meets all requirements before the state hands over the agreed-upon financial incentives. While the WEDC could approve the measure today, we might not know about it right away. A WEDC spokesman has said that the vote will be taken in private, and the WEDC won't talk about the deal until after Foxconn has signed it.
So it is possible that this deal could be done after today's meeting?
No, because WEDC could hold off on approving the deal if WEDC feels not all of its questions are answered. And Foxconn officials will still have to make the trip here to sign the measure. That could happen as early as next week. Rachel, there are also sure to be legal challenges. Already, there's talk of whether a provision in the law allowing for any legal challenge to go directly to the state Supreme Court is constitutional.
Sounds kind of like a game of wait and see.
You know, it is kind of. It's expected that we'll find that out at the time of the Foxconn signing, when company representatives are back in the state. And although Foxconn is eager to get shovels in the ground quickly, the company will still need to acquire a number of permits having to do with air and water pollution and industrial wastewater and green infrastructure, just to name a few. Now, some people, including the former secretary of the DNR, have expressed concerns that the Wisconsin DNR will not be able to get through all the permitting in a timely manner.
All right, it's a lot to cover, and thanks for doing it. We really appreciate it, Latoya.
No problem, Rachel.
That's WUWM's Latoya Dennis.